Oh, keep out of the light.
Blinds.
All right. And these slatted things that you can adjust.
Venetian blinds.
Yeah. Okay. What about the part of a house that covers the top, the whole thing? That's the
roof.
All right. Now, right under the roof, some houses have a place for storage.
Attic.
And the room that you cook in, that's the
kitchen.
Ever heard of a room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods or extra dishes?
Pantry?
Yeah. And what about a lot of old worthless things like a broken down chair? You might say you have a lot of around the house that you don't want to get rid of. It's really useless.
Junk.
Yeah, okay.
Good junk.
What would you call a place where you kept the junk?
Storage room? I don't know.
Okay. What would you say a woman does every morning if you say she gets up and maybe dusts a little, straightens things, that sort of thing? You said she does what?
Cleans house.
Okay. And she would sweep with a
broom.
Now, if I were looking for the broom and it were, say, in that corner and the door was open so I couldn't see it, in relation to the door, you would say the broom is
behind the door.
Okay. If you have a lot of dirty clothes, you say you have to do your
laundry.
All right. Another way of putting that?
You have to do the wash.
Okay. What about the thing that some houses have right on the front where you might have a swing and rockers?
Porch.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one in this area that extends around on both sides of the house?
Yes.
Would that be called anything special?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about one that has is screened?
Screened porch.
Okay. Could you have one on an upper story?
Sure.
Would that be called anything special?
Seemed like that'd be more like a balcony.
Okay. What about the things that you would have to go up to get from the yard to the porch? You'd climb up the
steps.
All right. Now inside, if you wanted to get to the second floor, you go up the
stairs.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody in this area call the porch the gallery or the veranda?
Veranda, but not the gallery.
Would that be an old-fashioned kind of word, or do you still hear it?
You don't hear very much.
Mm-hmm. Older people might be more likely to say it. Okay. If I came into the living room and left the door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd say?
Shut the door.
Okay. On frame houses, the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
No, I hadn't.
You ever heard of weatherboarding or clapboarding?
Well, I've heard clapboard. I don't know what it...
Not sure what it is.
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about the vehicle that I came over here in? You would just call that a...
Car.
You say you get in the car and you begin to...
Drive.
Yeah, yesterday you...
Drove.
And you have...
Driven.
Talking about the roof, these things right on the edge of the roof that carries off the rainwater?
Gutters.
Okay. Now, on a house that has different slopes of the roof, say a place where two different slopes meet right here. Have you ever heard that called anything?
No.
Would it be a valley? Or would that be a gutter?
It wouldn't be a gutter, I don't think. I've never heard it called anything, though.
Okay. What about a little building back of your house, or maybe on a farm, where you might keep firewood or tools, yard equipment, that kind of thing?
Tool shed.
Okay. And especially out in the country before they had indoor plumbing, a place outside, a separate building where they would have the toilet.
Outhouse?
Yeah. Any other terms for that? Joking or otherwise?
Well, water closet.
Okay.
No, that's usually inside, though. Wouldn't it be?
I've heard it usually for inside places. Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Does privy mean anything to you?
Privy?
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Does that mean outhouse?
I think of it.